Hey y'all. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I don't know why I'm saying good morning, good morning, good morning. It is 5:37 p.m. straight up on the East Coast. It is Sunday, July 16th, 2023. And welcome to a Sunday edition of Up Early Before Everyone Else with Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn, and as always, always up early before everyone else. How y'all doing? What's going on, y'all? It has been so much, trying not to curse, it's been so much going on since I've last talked to y'all. I haven't talked to y'all since March, I believe. It was March. If you hear anything in the background, it's the air conditioner, and I'm sitting in the the dining room, because I'm eating. I'm actually at the dining room table eating. I just finished eating dinner, and now I'm having some peaches, some sliced peaches, and they're actually pretty good. They're not that sweet. They're really delicious. It's been so much going on, y'all. I'm drinking my water. It has been so much going on, y'all. It's just like, I just don't even know how to, like, wrap my head around everything. I don't know where to begin. Okay, well, let's just begin at the beginning. First of all, hey y'all. Second of all, I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. I've been in and out of physical therapy. I think the last time I talked to you guys, I was getting a EMG done. And that was rather painful, because the last time I got an EMG, I think we talked about that before, because I try to keep you all in the loop of everything. And, like, with all my health, with not actually, like, health issues, but, like, as far as, like, you know, as far as, like, my back and my neck and everything and my arm and everything going on, that, you know, it's kind of hard for me. And writing, of course, you know, I'm still writing. I'm in and out of physical therapy. I have pain management, a neurologist, neuromuscular. You know, I still got to go to my regular appointments, like such as the dentist. And I think I went over this before. But I had an EMG done, and the EMG was successful. I also had an MRI done. I saw my neurologist a couple weeks ago, and I have to have surgery on my neck and my back. So while I'm recovering, hopefully, I can do a couple shows. But I finished physical therapy. Well, actually, I stopped physical therapy. And you want to know why I stopped physical therapy, y'all? Because I was going 3 days a week. I mean, I love getting out of the house. I love going over to the rotunda. I love shopping at Mom's. I didn't like the Starbucks over there. Let's be perfectly clear. what else? I love going to Raju's Bar. You know, my pizza. It was an enjoyment. I love that area of Rita's. It's, you know, it was a great area to be in. But to be honest, I loved my physical therapist. I love everybody there at the facility. But it was like, it didn't make me any better, you know what I mean? And I remember when I got my EMG, and my doctor said, so are you in physical therapy? I was like, yeah, I'm in physical therapy. And he was like, well, how was that working out for you? It's not working at all, is it? And when he said that was like, oh, I'm done, because it really wasn't working. I mean, getting out, enjoying, I mean, like, a couple of my friends, they said that, you know, when they saw me after a while, I haven't seen anybody in a while. So when I saw a couple of my friends, they were like, oh, Monty, you're walking better. You know, you're walking upright, you know, but every time you have a flare with sciatica, you know, you start to lean to the side, or, you know, your walk is different, you know. But I also have neuropathy. I'm diabetic. I have diabetic neuropathy. Some neuropathy, not real bad neuropathy. I have arthritis, sciatica, and I also have severe spinal stenosis in my neck and in my back. And it's really bad in my neck, y'all. So I have to have a laminectomy. That's a procedure on my neck. And I also have to have one on my back to relieve the pressure and to also add some bones back there. So I'm not excited about that. But if I'm able to walk the beach next summer, I'm all for it, because I'm going to Ocean City next summer, y'all. I might not go. I mean, you never know what'll happen this summer, but I'm pretty sure that I'm not going to be able to walk like I want to walk until next summer. And I'm going to claim that. I'm claiming that, you know, next summer is going to be the best fucking summer ever. But I had an EMG done, right? And the EMG was in both of my legs and my arms. And they did it in my feet. And the neuromuscular doctor suggested that I have surgery. And I see a shoulder pathologist. I never knew there was a doctor for the shoulder. And he told me that a lot of my pain was coming from my shoulder, from what he saw, but my neurologist also said that it's also in your neck, and he said it's pretty severe. And I'm like, okay, so let's do this. So I go in July 25th for my cortisone shot, so I have to take it easy. So what I'll do is I'll probably come on. I'm not gonna make no promises, y'all, because the last time I did that, it was all the way back in March. But so much has been going on. I'm still diabetic. And actually, you guys, if you've been here, and thank you, but my levels have gone down drastically, y'all. I'm like so proud of myself. I don't know if you guys are on TikTok, but there's a lady, and her name is Tiffany, and she's the chicken, apple, sausage, cottage cheese, mustard lady. And believe it or not, I actually follow her, and I actually love the chicken, sausage, cottage cheese, mustard. I don't have anything in here today, but I ate all the, it's kind of expensive, you know, getting cottage cheese, but you know, like cottage cheese, hearts of palm, raw broccoli. It's like raw vegetables, and I eat it once a day, and I've been eating it for like 2 weeks, and I've cut back on a lot of things. But I also noticed that my stomach, I'm not as bloated as I used to be, and I'm adding a lot of fruits and vegetables and drinking a lot of water incorporated into this, and I've already feel the difference. And I lost some pounds, and I took a video the other day. I went out for lunch with a friend. We went to Rusty's Scupper. It's a seafood restaurant here in Baltimore at the Inner Harbor on the water. It was fantastic. I had a good time. I had some rockfish, fried oysters, fried shrimp, and some crab cake hush puppies, fries, coleslaw, ketchup, and remoulade. It was the best, and I really enjoyed myself. But I've really been watching what I've been eating, you know. I haven't been eating anything fried. I had fried pork chops the other day. I can, like, count on one hand how many times I've had fried chicken or fried pork chops. But I haven't really had any curry out food. I would love to get some Raising Cane's. I haven't had any Chinese food. I think the last time I had Chinese food, I had shrimp and broccoli, which was absolutely delicious. But I've actually been watching what I've been eating, and I feel much better. Like, my stomach doesn't hurt as bad. You know, I'm not bloated. You know, I have a IUD in. I'm very transparent, you guys. So it's like I have an IUD, right? But you know, I also have a cycle with your IUD. I'm like, wait a minute, why do I have a cycle with my IUD? I have, like, I know you're supposed to have, like, breakthrough bleeding, but, you know, everything is going well. I mean, everything's going good. But anyway, back to the raw vegetable diet. What happens is that you get your chicken, apple, sausage, cook it in hearts of palm, broccoli, fruit. She added potatoes to hers. I really don't particularly care for potatoes. Then we added apples, strawberries, and I also added boiled eggs and carrots. It is absolutely delicious. And you dip the vegetables and the chicken apple sausage in the mustard and the cottage cheese, and it's absolutely delicious. And I get offended when people on TikTok make fun of Tiffany. Excuse me. I'm eating. I get offended because a lot of people don't understand, even if you don't like it, it's okay. Even if you don't like it, it's okay. But it made me feel better, you know? And they were like, ew. You don't ill something unless you try it. And she lost a lot of weight. And I'm like, well, once you find something and you stick with it, the results are wonderful. And like I said, my skin looks good. I feel good. I don't feel good today because I'm having a flare-up. And it's like, whenever I have flare-ups, my whole entire body hurts. You know what I should have done? I should have put my phone on Do Not Disturb because people have been calling me and knocking me off of online. But I haven't had nobody call me. Today, my phone is so dry, y'all. I'm kind of glad that it is because people are fake and phony. And I just got rid of a friend. Well, they walked away. And he walked away because he got mad at me. Because of his situation. You know, like he's, I don't know his situation now, but back in beginning of May, or in the middle of May, he was homeless, and you know, he got put out of his mom's house, and he was staying with a friend, and the friend lives around the corner from me, but I haven't seen them. But blah blah blah, long story short, he actually walked away from being my friend. He told me, and fuck you, fuck this, fuck that, and this friendship is over. But you know what, guys, when it's time to let somebody go, when they go, I'm gonna tell you what happens when the trash takes itself out. I hear all the time that people say, if your life flows so much better after someone leaves your life, then they were the problem. And as soon as he left, it was like everything just clicked. It was, everything just clicked. My life was so much better, you know, but then he had the nerve to call me and I didn't answer. So when he called me, he asked me, could I do his daughter's hair for her graduation? No, he texted me that. And I didn't respond. I didn't want to, because I'm tired of him. Like, I'm so tired of the narrative. Oh, you're my friend, so you're my friend, so I can talk to you any kind of way I want, or I can treat you however I want, and you're still gonna come back. Hell no, I'm done with that. I'm so done with that narrative. Like, we will go live on apps, and we will fuss with each other, and we will tell people, oh yeah, we're gonna fuss each other out. But
we're going to be friends later. I'm 44 going on 45 years old. Y'all, I'll be 45 and how long? I'll be 45 and 2 weeks, two, three weeks, I'll be 45. We don't have time for that. We don't have time to be arguing and cussing each other out. We don't have time for that. Mm-mm. We don't have time for that. He has to go. He has to go. Like, period. And then I didn't respond. First of all, everybody knows that I cannot do hair anymore. Like, I cannot lift my right arm because you guys know I was in an accident like a couple years ago. And in 2021, I started this podcast in 2020. I was in an accident in 2021. And, you know, due to the accident, I hurt my shoulder. I hurt my arm and shoulder in an accident, and I can no longer do hair. But I don't have any hair supplies at house. I wear wigs, I wear pieces, I wear ponytails, and I have products for Monica. Like, I don't have products for doing someone else's hair. Like, I shampoo my hair. I'll shampoo my hair every once in a while, blow dry it, and I'll oil it, use my heat protector, but I don't use any other heat. Like, my mom, she does her own hair. Like, she'll, like, oil her scalp, blow dry, use the heat protector, flat iron, and that's all we need, really, some oil sheen or whatever. But I don't have products to do hair. And so his daughter asked me to do her hair, and I'm like, are we doing this? And I said, no, I didn't answer. I was going to at first, but I was like, no. Because it always used to, it always was, I love your children. And with your children comes you. So I'm like, I can't do it no more. I can't do you. And I love you. I love the kids. But I love the kids. But I can't do that anymore. Like, that part of my life is definitely over. So it's like, once I started living for Monica and not worried about nobody else, because, you know, he was a hindrance to my life, and I had to get rid of him. And when he walked away, I was more than happy for him to go, and I encouraged him to go. And it was also little nuances and everything that was going on and everything, and I'm just like, oh my God, I have to talk to somebody about this. And it's, excuse me, y'all, it's a couple topics that I want to talk about. I'm gonna have to talk about another day. You know, I'm not trying to like put people in awkward situations. And when you pray for someone to not come back into your life, you know, that is some serious ass shit, y'all. I ain't even gonna lie. You pray for protection. You pray for protection over your life from somebody. I cannot believe I ate all this fruit. I know my glucose is dancing. But I'm gonna eat some carrots too. I'm about to eat a carrot too. I got my water, but wait till like later to eat the carrot. Maybe some carrots and some cream cheese or something. Like, soften the cream cheese and like dip the carrot in cream cheese. I'll eat that later. But I might as well just eat the rest of this fruit because it's not that much left. But I know my glucose is dancing. I mean, it'll spike and then it'll like go back down. But all fruit's not good fruit. But it's a bunch of pears. It's pears and peaches. And pineapple. Yeah, I ate the peaches first. And now it's pears, peaches. Pears, peaches, and pineapples. But I'm getting mostly pears. But anyway, when you pray for someone to leave your life and to never come back, but you don't wish death on them. You don't. You wish them the best, even if they wish you the opposite. I got that from Nas. I wish you the best, even if you wish me the opposite. I wish you the best in life. I pray that life gives you all that it has to offer. I pray that you are successful. Your children are successful. Everybody just grows up to be happy, loving, healthy people. And blase, blase, blah. You know? But, I couldn't do it anymore. I need some space. And when that was delicious. But when you have people in your life that give you headaches and trauma and drama, you're just like, bye, goodbye. You really don't care. Like I said, you don't want nothing to happen to them. You just want them to just go on about their way. And I think that's kind of like, you know, being a grown-up about something. Because when something doesn't serve you any purpose, it's time to walk away. And I'm glad that he walked first. I've seen him on social. He liked one of my videos. excuse me. He liked one of my videos. He sent me some videos. He also has like a YouTube channel, and he sent me some YouTubes, and I did not watch them because I did not care for them. But yeah, it's just like when you're just done with someone, you're just done. You're just like, goodbye. And I'm gonna tell you what happens when you finally let the trash, when the trash takes itself out. I have been to the opera. You guys, I've been to the opera and I had a wonderful time. There's a restaurant downtown on Charles Street called Soda Sopra, and I have been trying and dying to go to that restaurant for the past like 22 years. There was a guy that used to come into the coffee shop where I worked at on Charles and Saratoga, and that's downtown Baltimore, and he worked next door to Soda Sopra, and he was telling me about Soda Sopra, about the authentic Italian food, and he was like, you guys will love it, because he's a music lover. He was like, you will love it. And I always go past Soda Sopra, and I always wanted to go in there, and I always imagined going in there, you know? And I was like, oh, I got to go in there. And then I finally went. I went in June. We had, and it's lovely. It's absolutely lovely. They serve you like bread and butter. Is it butter? I don't know what it was. It was like some rosemary, garlic type of oil stuff. And on this lovely loaf, thick bread. And they have water. I had a Diet Coke.
But I don't like drinking a lot when I go out. And I've noticed that about me, because I don't like using public restrooms. I don't care how beautiful the restaurant is, how clean the restaurant is. I hate public restrooms. So, but this I had to use the restroom. So this restroom was really beautiful, and I wanted to take pictures, but I really couldn't because I was in the men's bathroom and there was a line, and it was like between acts, so we had to like hurry up and use the restroom, because you don't want to walk through the opera and people are, you know, you don't want to do that. So so they have the bread, and you know, you order your beverages, and I may have a prefix menu. The menu was like $85 or something like that, so I think I paid like $109 with tip. And next time when I go, as a matter of fact, while I'm sitting here, I'm going to look up for August opera night, because my aunt wants to go, and they should have August opera night up, and I'm going to text her and let her know what the menu is. But oh my god, you guys, it is so beautiful. Oh my god, wait a minute, they have restaurant week. Oh my god. They have three courses. Oh my god, they have three courses. Oh my god, you guys, oh my god. Oh my god. But restaurant week is going to be the week I get my cortisone shot, so I'm not going to be able to go to restaurant week, and I'm kind of upset about that. So anyway, at our opera night in June, we had gazpacho, cucumber gazpacho. It was delicious. And no, gazpacho is the soup served cold. I had some cold soup. I had cold soup at this restaurant called Perennial, and for my birthday, my cousins and my friends took me out for my birthday a couple years ago, and we had cold crab soup. I did not like it, and I have pictures of my baby cousin CJ, and you can tell CJ did not like it either. But the gazpacho at opera night was delicious. I really enjoyed it. I had a great time. Then we had, you get your food, and no, okay, you got the bread, then you got an act, your food, then the act, and then they had risotto. Oh my god, it was so good. It was I forgot what kind of risotto it was. Oh my god, I forgot what kind of risotto it was. I can see it in my head. And then it was another act. Then you had like the raspberry sorbet, you know, palate cleanser. Then for the main course, you had lamb chops, garlic mash, and vegetables, and another act. And I had to leave because my ride was coming. I told my ride at 8:30. And they came and got me at 8:30 prompt. So I left. I couldn't see the end. I couldn't get like after dinner drinks or anything. But I was able to carry my tiramisu home. And it was absolutely delicious. I had a really good time. I think the next time I go to opera night, I'm going to make a request. So let's see what Soda Super has for their three-course $45. You cannot beat that. But the charcuterie board, it has prosciutto, fried artichokes, crostini, mixed salad, pickled onions, and that's $25. So the charcuterie board is not included in the $45. So you have like smoked tomato soup. Oh my god, goat cheese salad. That sounds good with arugula. I really don't care for arugula, but I love baby beets, fennel, goat cheese fritters, tangerine vinaigrette. Ooh, polenta fritter, bergamot. Ooh, that sounds good. Calamari fritter, fritti, tomato caprese. I love tomato caprese. Rusty Scupper has the best tomato caprese. I've never had their tomato caprese at Soda Sopra, but I bet you it's probably just as good. Merlin Mussels. Oh, here I go again. Rusty Scupper has the best mussels. I had fried oysters the other day at Rusty Scupper, and I enjoyed every last. Oh my god, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so good. They had pizza. You gotta add $10 for the pizza. But what is the main? The second course is short rib ravioli, fettuccine bolognese, cream and carbonara, a la Soda Sopra. Oh, that sounds so good. Gnocchi, veal, All right. Pan seared on that a king salmon. Isn't that pork? I can't pronounce it. That's pork. Yeah. With truffled with mild mushroom risotto and Parmesan on New York strip. Pan seared filet. Oh God. And the third course, of course, is your dessert. They have vanilla cream brulee, the tiramisu that I loved, mascarpone cheesecake. I love mascarpone and cheesecake. Chocolate mousse and gelato and sorbet, and the selection is varied. They have formaggi. I don't know what that is. Okay, I don't know what that is, but that's $12. But restaurant week here in Maryland is the 21st through the 30th, and unfortunately it starts this weekend. My mom's gonna be in New York. Number one, number two, I have my cortisone shots done in my neck, so by the time I don't know how long it's gonna take for me to get better, but let's see opera night Sunday. They just had opera night, so they probably don't have the August 13th. Okay, let's see what they have. Okay, they're having tomato gazpacho, short rib ravioli with shiitake mushrooms, truffle butter, SHH truffle butter. That's what they had. No, they had creme alata in the last one. Passion fruit sorbet, that's the palate cleanser. For the main course, they're having pan seared halibut, grilled eggplant, zucchini, carrot, and zucchini coleslaw, orange vinegar, parsley, parsnip puree. And then for your dessert, of course, they have a poached pear, red wine, star anise, cinnamon, honey whipped cream, strawberry, and a mint. Oh, that sounds delicious. And it is Saturday, August the 13th. I wonder if my aunt wants to go. I'll ask her, do she want to go? She probably said, nah, I don't like halibut. Nah, I don't like halibut. Like, I can just hear her now. Like, I don't like halibut. Like, okay, honey, all right. Okay, so let's see. Because I'm not going to be able to go to, I'm not going to be able to go to restaurant week. Let's see how long the recovery time. Okay, it said you may resume all of your daily normal activities 24 hours after your injections. Excuse me. It's okay to restart your exercise or physical therapy program as soon as you feel comfortable doing so. Okay, so it says to start weight. Okay, let's see. Alright, we are half hour in, you guys. I know they want to start bothering me in a minute, but I haven't been on here in a while, and I know a lot has changed with this app, so I'm just going to be like, okay, if they pop up and tell me I gotta start over, or I gotta, because you can always, like, when the time run out, they only give you like an hour, and they start counting down like at 50, at the 50 mark, and you can always like stop and, you know, pause it, put a commercial in or whatever, and just do your thing. But I don't think they do Michelle anymore. Okay, so here we go. All right, so it's going right in the back of my neck, the cervical vertebrae. I'm doing a cervical epidural injection. This is from myhealth.com in Alberta, Canada. The CERB machine is in the injection should start to help your pain in 1 to 5 days. Steroids don't always work. When they do work, the pain can last for several days to a few months or longer. The injections may have included a numbing medicine that works right away for a short time. Before the steroid starts to work, your neck or arm may be sore for a few days. This care sheet gives you a general idea about how long it will take for you to recover, but each person recovers at a different pace. Follow the steps below to get better as quickly as possible. You may want to do less than normal for a few days, but you may also be able to return to your daily routine. You may shower if your doctor says okay, then they take a bath for the first 24 hours or until your doctor tells you it's okay.
you can eat a normal diet. After I had my surgery, like, I had surgery, like, I think, like, I was out of surgery in January, like, at 9:30, and I was home at 12 o'clock eating donuts and fruit salad. Your doctor will tell you if and when you can restart your medicine. You will also get instructions about taking any new medication. If you stop taking aspirin or some other blood thinner, your doctor will tell you when to start taking it. Okay, so I can't take my ibuprofen. Okay, good, duly noted. But it also, I also have like a packet, but the words are so small I really can't see it. If the site of your injection feels sore or tender, put ice or cold pack on it for 10 to 20 minutes at a time. Put a thin cloth between the ice and your skin. Okay, so call 811. Okay, you pass out, lost consciousness, you have trouble breathing, you're unable to move an arm or a leg at all. Call your doctors or nurses if numbness or tingling or weakness, loose bladder, whoop-de-whoop, la-da-dee-la-da-da. Okay, so that didn't really tell me much. Okay, so what can you expect after a cervical epidural steroid injection? If your injections include local anesthetic medicine, your neck or shoulder, arm, or hand may feel heavy or numb right after the shot. With a local anesthetic, your pain may be gone right away, but it may return after a few hours. See, this is why I'm not going to say I'm not going to be able to do anything. But my activity is going to be limited. How many days should you rest after a cortisone injection? If you have a hip, knee, or ankle foot injection, we suggest for running for at least 5 to 7 days. However, this advice is... Okay, if you have upper limb injection, you could return to running after 48 hours unless you experience a steroid flare. What should you not do? Not use a tub, hot tub, or whirlpool. Why does my neck hurt after a steroid injection? Up to 18% of people feel increased radiating pain for a few days following the procedure. The reason for an increase in pain are not well documented. Okay, well, that says pretty much about it. But anyway, y'all, it was so nice talking to y'all today. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. This has been the best 2 years of my life because, like I said, I started this podcast in like 2020 to just cover the elections and political news, and it got kind of tiring after January 6th. So I was like, you know what, I can't do this anymore. But shout out to everybody who does. You know, I just like do a broad range of everything. I'm going to call this episode What Happens When You Take the Trash Out. Or I'm going to start a series called What Happens When You Take the Trash Out. But once you let the trash take itself out, guys, you really feel at peace. Like, I have felt so at peace. I have felt so much peace since this person left my life. And I wish, like I said, I wish this person nothing but the best. You know, even if they wish me the opposite. So, yeah, I thank y'all for tuning in today. It's been real. It's been wonderful. I'm going to try and get back to y'all as soon as I can. I'll probably be back, I don't know, because I said that back in March. And I looked at the last time I did a show. I was like, oh my God, March? I think it was like March 20th something. And I'm like, oh my God, so much has happened since then. Oh, my head was spinning. But I'll tell y'all more about it when the time comes. But that's all I got. I ain't got no more. I'm going to try to have a blessed Sunday, a blessed week. And if I don't see you soon, I'll see you when I can.